Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Shane Miller, the object of a national manhunt, died of a single self-inflicted gunshot wound, according to the Humboldt County Coroner's Office. With the help of a Humboldt State University anthropologist, the coroner determined that a single gunshot wound to the head was the fatal wound and that Miller probably committed suicide. Authorities found the body of Miller near Petrolia last weekend after a year-long manhunt. Miller disappeared after the murder of his wife and two young girls. A known survivalist, Miller was feared to have used his backwoods experience to elude authorities. But now evidence indicates that Miller took his own life months ago. His decomposed body was found silt-covered in a riverbed, his gun nearby. Trenchants are not the only ones responsible for Eureka's wayward shopping carts, according to Police Chief Andrew Mills. Eureka is considering a shopping cart ordinance to head off the problem. Carts abandoned all over the city, especially in its green belts. Mills said people are taking the carts and abandoning them, but he also said that some stores are not taking responsibility to retrieve them.
Here's the issue. We went to one particular store and spoke with them about their shopping carts. They're literally all over the green belts, the same store, and said, hey, you know, you got to pick up your shopping carts. But we don't want them anymore. You take them. What do you mean you don't want them? We have a budget of $6,000 a month, quarterly, whatever it was, to buy new shopping carts. We don't want those things back. I was flabbergasted. And so part of this is holding them accountable. It's interesting. Costco, Ross is Dressed for Less, Target, and there's several others in town. You never see rarely see their shopping carts. Not never, but rarely see their shopping carts. Because they're being responsible citizens here in town.
And that is why the city of Eureka is developing a shopping cart ordinance that would make stores responsible for the carts, as well as the people who take them off the property. By using surveillance video from a local business, Eureka police were able to connect 26-year-old John David Paul Osborne with the burglary of a restaurant in the 2300 block of 4th Street in Eureka on July 29th. Officers responded to an alarm at the business in the early morning hours and found evidence that the place had been burglarized and that Osborne may have used a roof access door to get inside. Osborne can be seen stealing the coins from a donation display board before cutting the power cord to the cash register and removing it. Eureka police didn't have to go far to find Osborne. He was already in the county jail after having been taken into custody involving another matter. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Eureka City Council is about to cut $4 million from its budget. The City Council considers budget cuts when it meets Tuesday night, but new City Manager Greg Sparks said the cuts will come from all departments, but they won't be as severe to public safety departments as they have been in the past. Sparks discussed the budget process on Talk Shop and said the cuts are deep, but they are across the board.
Most part, for the last several years, we've certainly tried to not do any reductions to public safety. We had to do some this time, but it did not result in the kind of reductions you saw a few years back, that since the genesis for Measure O, when the city was at the point of cutting, I think it was 13 positions in public safety, 9 in the police department, 4 in the fire department.
Greg Sparks said the $4 million in cuts will mean the loss of some city jobs, but he said he and his staff have tried to make those cost-saving measures minimal. Deep cuts in public safety in years past have raised concern among some city residents, and that concern has led to a ballot measure that would extend a sales tax increase, so-called Measure O, on the ballot in November. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.